money ini. Ini
ini ini. And after getting money, drink wine and topless, bottomless, and go to hell. This is it. Mura Rakshas. Thinking that I am living these 50 years or 100 years so luxuriantly, that is the fulfillment of love. Because it does not know the life is eternal. One spot is taking very important. The meaning of life, what is the aim of life? London, India. And what is that India? Janma Insula Vikritam India. Is that India? The use in the Bhagavad Gita, Muna, it is very helpful. No. Not only here, throughout the whole universe, even in the upper planet system, there also engaged in the same foolishness. Greater fool or smaller fool? Translation, prestige, that part is Canada?
Over here where the lights are, that is Canada. The city over there called Windsor.
This is Detroit there.
Yeah.
Oh. We are now on an island.
Oh.
And Canada is there.
Real Detroit there.
Yes.
Everything belongs to God, Krishna. And we are sons of Krishna. And I came this side last time when I came.
You are Detroit? Yes.
This river side, did I not come?
We came to this park.
Huh?
Last time, yes.
Yeah, I remember. The river is navigable. Big, big ship can go.
Yes.
St. Lawrence? No.
Detroit River.
And St. Lawrence is different.
St. Lawrence is near Montreal.
Even so much property, use it properly, be Krishna conscious, be happy. No. You don't want happiness at the same time, you aspire after happiness. Birds.
Seagulls.
Park. Is it a park?
Yes.
Canada is good or America is good? Which one is good?
What's the economic position of Canada?
Economic or
I think many Canadian young men, they come to America for jobs.
More?
Yeah.
Many Americans go to Canada.
Why?
It's more peaceful.
Our Jai Pataka, he's American. He went to Canada.
Yeah.
Bharadraj, he's Canadian.
Yes. Bharadraj, yes.
And he has come to America. So there was no war between Canadian and American?
There were
in the history?
Before the countries actually took their present names and boundaries, there were some wars between the French and the English. French and the English settled in the in this area of North America. Sometimes they fought.
What percentage of the population?
Formerly, Canada was also America?
No.
No.
What percentage is French in Canada?
About 15 to 20%. In the province of Quebec, it's 100%.
There's a fawn. Oh, by the way. A baby deer.
I never expected to see that.
There were two back then.
There's peacock also. No.
No. Possibly in the zoo.
People, just like China, India, the American invites them, come here, grow your food. Immediately, world solution. But don't know, we shall keep it jungle. Still, we shall not allow it to come. Come here to hunt? No?
No.
I think they're protected.
Those are killing tigers. But not that by making arrangements from behind, no.
Ah, they would come face to face.
Face to face, yeah. Well, there is tiger, like Khotri, I meet him, he's a sword, that's all. Sword. You got that, that's what you Even 20 years before, the king of Jaipur, every year, he should go in the forest and kill one tiger personally. And the dead tiger will be brought in procession. He begins this like a prince or king dies, his body is taken in procession. The tiger will be brought. Both of them Khatriya. So the tiger should be given the honor of a prince. His enemy is going out of fear of life and showing his backside, then he will not be king.
Detroit.
Oh, that is.
This part is kind of in there.
Mm-hmm.
Canada, they grow large quantities of wheat.
Yes, sir.
America is now selling wheat to Russia again.
What exchange they're getting?
I don't know how they pay for it. Just pay for it in dollars.
So they're no more enemies?
They're trying very hard to be friends.
Who's trying more? America?
I think yes. So.
They just had a big conference in Finland. They all signed it, all the heads of state of the Western countries signed a document saying that they would respect each other's boundaries.
Russian boundary, American boundary meet there. Is that? The corner?
Alaska?
Alaska.
Yeah.
That boundary? No.
No, this is in regards to Europe, isn't it?
Yes.
Eastern Europe.
Oh.
America finally agreed to recognize that
East Barney.
Eastern Europe is under Russian dominance and should stay that way.
So the Eastern countries, they agree?
Well, they don't have much opportunity to disagree.
Actually, the Russians were the host of the conference.
And they received the benefit.
That means they are commanding.
Yeah. Recently, one famous author came to America. He was a freedom fighter, freedom author.
Hope I knows about him.
Oh, yeah.
Solzhenitsyn.
What is the name?
Solzhenitsyn.
Solzhenitsyn.
Did you see him when you went to Moscow? Samson, did you see him?
No. No, I was proposed that.
He talked so much, Samson. He told the whole story. So you went outside Moscow to some colony, artist colony. He was living there.
I think Samson went to see him.
Anyway, he came to America, but President Ford refused to see him.
Okay.
Because he was afraid. He was advised by Kissinger that if you see him, then the Russian leaders, they will become angry upon you. So he refused to see him. So this received a great deal of criticism in America, that we are for freedom. And here he is coming, freedom fighter, and we refuse to see him. Simply to pacify the Russian leaders.
What's fault?
His fault is that he spoke out against the whole
Russian... He speaks very strongly.
Condemns
the Russian system.
Yes, and it is tyranny.
Yes. And he says that America should not try to become friendly, but should try to defeat them.
The Russian government did not take any step against him.
They exiled him. He was too famous to, if they persecuted him, he was too famous. It would have brought a lot of criticism against them. So they exiled. Yes.
He's officially a non-person in Russia.
He has no longer any existence. The Americans are playing right into their hands because now the Americans won't meet the man.
Huh?
The Americans should have taken advantage and given the man a great welcome. But they refused to see him.
Says, he's another edition.
He has some leanings toward some mysticism.
Yes, his philosophy is, Dr. Wolf sent you a clipping on it when you were in Bombay, that he wants that people should just live on the land and raise crops and live in a simple way like that and worship God.
There's even some talk that he was wanting to join a monastery and live a life of austerity and contemplation.
He also favors a monarchy, a religious monarchy.
Mahendra in Philadelphia was trying to arrange a meeting with your divine grace and him. It wasn't time.
Is somebody there?
I think so. I don't know.
Switzerland is his home. Thing in this agreement that they signed in Finland is that Russia has pledged to make it easier for granting visas for families, members who are outside of Russia, so that they can come to Russia and visit their family members. So this will be good for our, what is her name, that devotee?
Himavati?
No. That, we have that girl devotee.
Mandakini.
Here?
The black people from Detroit.
They come here?
Yes. It's a very dangerous park.
Black?
The Negroes from Detroit. They are the fierce animals that come here at night.
They come?
Yes.
At night?
Why? Yes.
Drink?
Drinking and sex.
Why the Americans gave them freedom?
They thought they were being humanitarian.
But now they're afraid of them.
Yes.
This is a redundant house.
Stop raining. Yeah.